Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers lead 3-2 in their NBA playoff series against Chicago. They beat the Bulls last night in Cleveland. Now, James is making his 10th straight postseason appearance, but his coach is new to the NBA playoffs. Until this season, David Blatt never played or coached in the NBA, even as an assistant. Doug Tribou of NPR's Only a Game has our story.
Technically, David Blatt's been to the NBA playoffs before.
Just remember it was really big and really loud, and I was at the top of the stadium.
But that was in the 1960s in the old Boston Garden.
I saw Sam Jones hit a shot, front rim, back rim, in the basket against the Lakers in the finals, one of the most unbelievable shots I ever saw. I think I was 8 or 9 years old, maybe I was 9 or 10 years old.
Back then, Blatt, who grew up in Massachusetts, was cheering for Boston. But when the Cavs visited the Celtics in the first round of the playoffs last month, the fans at the new Boston Garden did not offer a warm welcome. Blatt's coaching journey began 5,468 miles away in northern Israel. Former University of Miami star Jake Morton played for David Blatt at that first coaching stop. The team was called Hapoel Galil Elyon.
You got close with guys because there was nothing to do up there. It was like up in the Golan Heights on the border of Lebanon.
After one late night, Blatt and Morton, two Americans far from home, started talking about their dreams.
And I remember him saying, he's like, you know, one day I want to have an opportunity to coach in the NBA. And at the time, I couldn't fathom that to even be realistic. I think at the time it wasn't done. So when he used to talk about it, I was like, oh, okay, that's wishful thinking. That's dreaming for the stars.
As a kid, Blatt never dreamed of coaching. In fact, coaching hadn't even crossed his mind during his playing days at Princeton or when he was a pro player in Israel. But when an injury ended his career, Hapoel Galil Elyon gave him a job as an assistant. Eventually, Blatt became head coach of Maccabi Tel Aviv, and he put roots down. His family still lives in Israel. He also landed the head coaching job for the Russian national team. Then, in 2014, he led Maccabi to the EuroLeague title. That's when Cleveland came calling. The move raised questions like this one on ESPN.
Blatt's been coaching and playing in Europe for his entire professional career. He's never coached in the States, so what do the Cavs see in this guy?
The spotlight became brighter when, less than a month after Blatt's hiring, 4-time NBA MVP LeBron James announced his return to the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavs also traded for star forward Kevin Love, giving Blatt a superstar lineup that was the preseason pick to win the NBA title. Then the Cavs got off to a slow start, and that brought more questions about Blatt's qualifications and his relationship with LeBron.
He's not listening to what Blatt says, and if he's not going to listen, then the players aren't going to listen.
Should he be worried about his job?
Yeah, he has to be worried about his job.
The critiques on ESPN were tough, but that old line about names will never hurt me comes to mind, and Blatt had already lived through the sticks and stones part in his old job.
I've been hit in the head by a few thrown objects in my day while you're in the midst of coaching.
Jake Morton, Blatt's former player, remembers one of those times. It happened in Europe as the first half of a game was ending.
And the buzzer sounds, and people just beeline for the locker room. Just like a total full sprint. I mean, Dave has a suit on. I mean, he has shoes. Full sprint. That guy's just running. I'm like, God, this is really a lot of intensity. And I'm kind of going at a half jog.
That's when Morton felt a sting on his back. He didn't know it then, but he was experiencing a European tradition.
They take their lighter. They light coins. They light it. They get it hot, and they throw it at you. And, you know, so I got hit with, like, this hot coin. I don't think there's anywhere in the United States or college or the NBA where, you know, you got to run off the court because someone's going to light a coin and throw it at you.
After the early struggles, the Cavs started playing better. But even now, in the playoffs, questions of who's in charge remain. On Sunday, LeBron James sank a jump shot at the buzzer to give the Cavs a dramatic Game 4 win over Chicago. But James later revealed that Blatt had originally planned for another player to shoot.
To be honest, the play that was drawn up, I scratched it. And I just told Coach, just give me the ball. You know, we either going to go in overtime or I'm going to win it for us. It was that simple.
Whoever's calling the shots, the Cavs and David Blatt stand one win away from advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. For Blatt, it's been a long trip from NBA fan to NBA coach, but when he was hired in June, he said he always had faith.
I never for a moment lost the hope that I would come full circle and make my way back to be part of something that was so much a part of me.
Then, as new head coaches tend to do, Blatt thanked the people of Cleveland for giving him the opportunity.
And I know that I'm going to pay them back with interest.
Cleveland Cavaliers rookie coach David Blatt has dealt with shekels, American dollars, euros, and rubles. But the only currency for great NBA coaches is championship rings. For Here and Now, I'm Doug Tribou.
And David Blatt's Cleveland Cavaliers meet the Chicago Bulls in Game 6 of their playoff series tomorrow night in Chicago. Our story was produced with help from Only a Game's Martin Kessler. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.